Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God bless you, saints, and the Lord be with you. Father, we thank you for all you're doing in bringing down the wicked and revealing their sins to the whole world. Thank you, Father, that you are being successful as you always are, and you're using us to do it. So thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, I just want y'all to join us in some spiritual warfare here. Some words by faith at random that we've received over the last few days concerning the faction in the church and in the government. And we're about to see some great, great victories here. One text was given us was 1 John 3:7-10. My little children, let no man lead you astray. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that doeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. To this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he is being manifested as we speak, saints. And whosoever is begotten of God doeth no sin, because his seed abides in him. That is the word of God, which they hate so much. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. A very clear exhortation to the faction in the government and the faction in the church. Another one we received, 1 Kings 12:31-33. And he made houses of the high places and made priests from among all the people that were not of the sons of Levi. Now we know Jeroboam did this, and he did it because he wanted to faction people away from the house of David. And all of these people usurp authority. They did in the political realm. They hated the election. They don't believe in election. They're communists, and they believe in exercising authority even as a minority group over you. And of course, in the church, it's the same thing. They all claim titles, but they're nothing. And of course, God wouldn't ordain somebody that's living in such sins as they live in. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 14th day of the month, likened to the feast that is in Judah. And he went up unto the altar, and so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed Bethel, that's the false house of God, right? The priests of the high places that he had made. And he went up unto the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and went up unto the altar to burn incense. So this faction, of course, was totally destroyed, and all of his seed were destroyed against the house of David. 2 Peter 2:18-22, for uttering great swelling words of vanity, they entice in the lusts of the flesh by lasciviousness, which is a license to sin. They believe they have a license to sin. They don't, can't be corrected by any verses whatsoever. Those who are just escaping from them that live in error, promising them liberty. Oh, yeah, liberty from any laws of God is what they're really after. While they themselves are bondservants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he also brought into bondage. For if after they've escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which many of these people have, at least on the church side, and they are again entangled therein, and they are, and overcome, and they are, the last state has become worse with them than the first. And that is, I mean, they are worse in corruption than they ever were when they were lost in the world. For it were better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It has happened unto them according to the true Proverbs, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that had washed to wallowing in the mire. Yes, we know that's exactly what's happening with them. It's all seen, recorded, witnessed, everything. Haggai 2, 5 through 9, an interesting text. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit abode among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations. Now, I believe that this is happening in a spiritual way, but I believe it's also coming to happen in a physical way. Planet X, of course, has been spotted. It was reputed by the ancients to have come through at the time of the Exodus, when God destroyed the wicked who wanted to bring God's people into bondage. And once again, it is happening. It's being seen by amateur astronomers, and it's being seen even by the naked eye. And, you know, as it cleared the sun, of course, it's far out in space, but it's making a circle and coming around. And I will shake all nations. I don't know of anything else that would do this, that the Lord has warned us about, other than this. But we're seeing the shaking happen out there now. Kingdoms are falling. And thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing. And the precious things of all nations shall come. I don't think things was not in the original there, but the precious of all nations shall come. Whether you see that as the Lord, I do, or whether you see it as the people of the Lord, who are the body of Christ, I do too. And I will fill this house with glory. Amen. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. That's part of the glory right there. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Prince of Peace, for giving your peace to your people. And 2 Kings 23, 24 through 25 says this, moreover, them that had familiar spirits and the wizards and the teraphim and the idols and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and Jerusalem did Josiah put away, that he might confirm the words of the law which were written in the book of Hilkiah, the priest, found in the house of the Lord. Yep, and Josiah was a great reformer, and that's exactly what the Lord is coming to do. He's coming as a latter-day reformer body. We call the man-child. And they're going to bring destruction to all of these things, even though they've already done it in a way. I'll share that with you in a minute. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, and with all of his might, according to all the law of Moses, And neither after him arose there any like unto him. Amen. In Psalm 37, 1 through 11. And this is a psalm of David. He said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass." Yes, he will. "And he will make thy righteousness to go forth as the light, and thy justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself, it tendeth only to evil doing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait for the Lord, they shall inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and he shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Amen. Psalm 34, 15 through 18. "The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and the Lord heard, and he delivered them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit." Amen. Numbers 16, 4 through 11. "And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and to all of his company." Of course, Korah rebelled against the ordained leadership, just as the faction has in our day, in both the government and in the church, saying, "In the morning the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he shall choose will he cause to come near unto him." Yes, the Lord will show. I mean, a lot of loud mouths out there, but the Lord is about to show. And he's going to show by judgment who he has chosen and who are the usurpers, you know, like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And so Moses went on to say here, "This do, take you censers, Korah, and all of his company, put fire in them, and put incense upon them before the Lord tomorrow." Incense, of course, represents prayers. See, we'll see whose prayers are answered. You know, this is a sign from heaven that he has given to us. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord shall choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon you, you sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, "Hear now, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them?" Because Korah was a Levite, the rest were not. But Korah was an apostate. He had selfish ambition. And because of his jealousy and selfish ambition, he became a reprobate. God judged him for it. and that he hath brought thee near, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also? Yeah, because they were seeking to take over the high priesthood. He wasn't satisfied. The others, you know, were just dupes, you know. Therefore, thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And Aaron, what is he that you murmur against him? And then verse 35, and fire came forth from the Lord and devoured 250 men that offered the incense. Well, I'd like you to just take a look out there and see who the fires are burning. I mean, they've entered into a couple of conservative areas and were run off. And but they're burning up their own cities. You can't imagine, you know, people, when I started saying that 3 or 4 years ago, that these people were going to destroy themselves. People thought, why would they do that? You know, I know people were thinking that. I thought it at the time myself. And now we can see that God has made them to destroy themselves. And not only that, the faction in the church is totally destroyed. There isn't any righteousness left in them. Every sin you can imagine has rampaged through them. We have witnesses of this. And the Lord has sent witnesses in dreams and visions, too. So the fire came forth from the Lord and devoured the 250 men that offered the incense. Because prayer from people like this does not fall on God's ears. I mean, they're praying to Satan. They're not praying to the Lord. Just as these are Satanists that are rising up in the deep state to come against this government, these are Satanists who are rising up in the church. They follow Satan. Psalm 10, 4 through 11. The wicked, in the pride of his countenance, saith, he will not require it. Hey, you know, they know what they're doing is wrong, but they don't think God's going to do anything about it. This is a common theme among people who are demon-possessed. They don't think God's going to do anything about it. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Yes, they don't believe in the God that we believe in at all. Their God is Satan. They are a part of the dragon who is seeking to devour the man-child and the woman. That's who they are. And the dragon is who? Satan. They are Satanists. His ways are firm at all times. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. He doesn't see them coming. And as for all of his adversaries, he puffeth at them. They don't believe any of the dreams or prophecies or visions whatsoever. Before they were reprobated, they did believe in them, and they did know that they were true and came to pass. We just had a woman chasing after one of our sisters, and she didn't know that the day before we had a dream that she was chasing after one of our sisters, and a policeman stopped her. Praise God. You know, and of course, there's nothing happened in the faction that we haven't first received dreams about it. And we always knew who was going to fall into faction, even before their symptoms. And none of them thought that they would do it. But the thing was, they were scoffers at God. They didn't humble themselves to the Word of God. They didn't believe the Word of God. They didn't act on the Word of God. And they were taken out. And so they puff at anybody. You know, it don't matter. They ignore everything and everybody that comes against their demons. He saith in his heart, I shall not be moved. And that this is true. They don't ever believe they're going to be totally destroyed, even though you can look at them and see they're totally destroyed. to all generations I shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full. This is something that the demons within them convince them of. The demons give them faith. I remember way back during the false revival movement in its heyday, those people were so confident that God was going to do what they said, and he never did. Even as some of them were dying, they believed God was going to heal them. But God told me he couldn't answer them because they are praying to another God. And that's what's happening now. That God is convincing them, giving them total faith that they're going to be victorious. And they never are. And they never will be. His mouth is full of cursing. And we've had revelations and visions of them mentioning our names and sending curses towards us. And so we know that they're doing it, but they bounce right back on them. Because the Bible says that the Lord said, by the way, that those that curse you will be cursed. And those that bless you will be blessed. So it is, they think that we are doing this to them, but it's actually coming out of their own mouth. That's what's happening. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. I've never seen a day like this day and a people like these people. Under his tongue is mischief and iniquity. He sitteth one of them, more than one of them, is using all of our materials to promote themselves. Astounding. To gather people into their cult. Yeah. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. There you go. This is what they do. They murder by slander. They impart demons by slander to people. Just as the mainstream media is imparting demons to people. And some people that are right-wing people are suddenly flipping left because they stop and they listen. Same thing happened to these factious people. They stopped and listened when they were forbidden to do it in the Word. Over and over and over, and they heard the word over and over, and when they ignored the word, they were taken out. And the underlying factor, of course, was their own sin that they refused to give up. So God turned them over to a reprobate mind. His eyes are privily set against the helpless. Yes, they think they've got authority. He lurketh in the secret as a lion in his covert. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him in his net. He croucheth, he boweth down, and the helpless fall by his strong ones. He saith in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Now, they wouldn't say that with their mouth, but that's what's in their heart. They think God is not going to judge them. But they are storing it up, as the Bible says. And when it explodes, it will be God himself. I'll share that with you, too. By the way, the Lord told us clearly that the factious left are planning a second wave and that they would then blame it on President Trump. Now, this isn't surprising to us. We know the Lord has shown us this and spoken it to us and given us dreams about it and stuff. But they have said openly that President Trump would be responsible for the second wave if he started his rallies. And the mainstream media is lying as fast as they can about this last rally, which was powerful. Even though I haven't listened to it or watched it or anything like that, I've heard from other people. And as they said, it was very powerful. He revealed a lot of things that they would hoped would come out of his mouth. and it has. The Lord is doing something. And of course, these angry people are angry because they're getting caught. Their demons are getting caught. And here's a revelation about the Lord's wrath against the faction. And it was given to Marie Kelton, 6/19/20. Just a few days ago, she said, during the Friday night meeting, which was when we were doing spiritual warfare with great victory, we all felt it. And we thought you would probably want to join with us in this. So we're going to share some things with you about that. So during the Friday night meeting, I had a vision of the Lord Jesus. His robes were covered in blood. He walked past me and sat next to me. And I thought to myself, what happened to him? Well, then the verses that came to her explained it. She said, then Isaiah 63 came to mind. Isaiah 63, 1. And we'll read through 3. Who is this that cometh from Edom? As you know, the Edomites factioned against their brethren, who was the Old Testament church, Jacob, the Old Testament church, a type and a shadow of the New Testament church. They were brothers, but Esau factioned against his brother. And the Edomites ever since then have been factioned against their brother. And the Lord has given us so many dreams and visions about the faction against us as being Edomites or other kinfolk, Moabites and so on and so forth, other kinfolk of God's people. Who were not chosen, by the way, but they were brethren. They had the birthright, but they sold it, as did Esau. So I'll read that again. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, which is the sheepfold? It's the sheepfold of the Edomites or the faction. This that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yea, I trod them in mine anger, and trampled them in my wrath. And their life blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. Well, you know, last night I was asked, it came into my mind that this is already happening in a spiritual way. It's coming in a physical way, but it's happening in a spiritual way. And it is the corruption and the reprobation that the Lord has put in their souls that they don't even know what's right. And they always rail against the right. They are reprobated. They are destroyed by these demons. The last sister that left, we saw a picture of her pregnant with these demons, and she was 9 months pregnant and about to be fully manifested of these demon spirits. I've stained all my raiment, he says. And then this morning we got Sue Gilbert, who got a confirmation of that. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, as I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword, and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine adversaries. Same thing mentioned in Isaiah, by the way. vengeance to mine adversaries and will recompense them that hate me. Yeah, they think that they hate us, but actually they hate the Lord in us. The demons in them hate the Lord in us, and they have warred against the Word, tried to destroy the Word of God, taking down videos and destroying the site and so on and so forth, which was a total failure because it's being restored in so much better condition. We thank the Lord for that. It's a death and a resurrection. The Lord showed us years ago a spiritual death and resurrection. And I will recompense them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the head of the leaders of the enemy. There you go. He is definitely going to take down the leadership. We have many dreams about that. These people dying. And some of them think that the plague that has somewhat subsided is the thing that we prophesied would take them out. No, it's what's coming that's going to take them out. And by the way, where did the plague do the most damage? In all the leftist cities. That's right. It's very clear. From the head of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. Why would the nations rejoice? Because these people are the ones who released the plague in the first place. These people are the ones that have endless wars in order to make money off the death of our children. It's these people. And it's spiritually so in the church too. They slaughter the children. They dismember the children. We had many dreams about this. And will render vengeance to his adversaries. Yes, he will. And they think not. And will make expiation for his land and for his people. Amen. He's going to clean the land. He's going to clean out the Canaanites and so on and so forth. Now, and I spoke to you about the planning of a second wave, and that they would blame it on Trump. Okay, we're going to pray about that, and we'll pray about this too. The Satanists and the witches, as you know, every year they tried to do a worldwide thing to curse Trump, and wow. If anybody knows that the prayers of the saints, does know that the prayers of the saints are stronger than the prayers of witches, whether they're in the faction in the church or whether they're in the faction in the government, if they don't know it, all they've got to do is look out there and see what a failure they have been to bring to pass anything that they tried to do. You know, it was the silence was deafening. After the Satanists and witches, proclaimed their curses over the last several years against Trump. This time, I think they tried to keep it a little bit more quiet in front of the Christians. And so they kind of published it to the leftist cities that they were going to do marches in. The witches and the Satanists have declared June 19th through 21st as a time for sacrifices and marches. They plan a national-wide satanic march rollout on June the 21st, today, during solar eclipse. You know, that's one of their cultic things that they do. And there are many already doing animal and human sacrifices across the earth. And there is a mass ritual planned for this weekend with babies, children, animals, every kind of evil abomination you can imagine. Sacrifices and satanic marches has already advertised across America in 9 cities. They've advertised it. And they've also advertised for people who have the virus to come together so that they can enter into the rallies and poison people. Yeah. So this is another thing we cast down. We cast down every one of these things that we're talking about today. Okay. And they're marching against President Trump and for the satanic one world order. Can you imagine? The one world order is the devil, the body of the devil, the dragon. You know, of course, that's what they want. They don't want freedom. They want communism. They don't want freedom. And they want the right to say what's right and what's wrong. And it's always perversion from beginning to end. Always perversion. So we'll pray against this too. And also the factious left are coming against Trump just as our factious witches are coming against me and UBM with witchcraft curses, which we've seen in Dreams and Visions, which they're doing, and which are falling to the ground under their own feet. Because as I said, he'll curse those that curse thee. The Lord said. The real Lord said that. And their leader has sent his reprobates to contact our brethren to slander us. He and they will not escape the D-class. And their law-breaking or the wrath of God, who is bringing all this upon them. So exercise your authority with me, saints. You know, Matthew 18 through 20 says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Is this even concerning the Satanists, the factious Satanists? Yes. "And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. Amen. God is with us in this warfare that we do today. And we thank you, Father, for the total victory you're going to give unto us through our warfare. And we've had angels show up in our meetings and offer the assistance, waiting for our commands to go forth and do. And they do. They just, when we give a command, they fly off and they're back immediately. It's because it doesn't take them long to do something. I mean, that once they declare something done or send forth their judgment, it's going to happen. Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any means hurt you." So we know that nothing the wicked plan will prosper against the righteous. And that proves two things, who's righteous and who's wicked. Because the judgments come back on them, their minds get darker and darker and darker. Isaiah 54, 14, "And the curses that come upon them," hey, they think that their demons tell them that's from us. No, it's from them. Isaiah 54, 14 through 17, "In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they may gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall because of thee." That's a "thus saith the Lord." Those that are gathering together out there, the reprobates out there parading against the government, and righteousness and purity, and the reprobates in the church parading against God's ordained authority. Here it is. Against thee they shall fall because of thee. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the fire of coals. You know, the Lord has created the devil and all of the demons. They have a purpose. If it wasn't so, he would have locked them up a long, long time ago. They are to get everyone that belongs to them and take them over and make them believe everything that they say to them. Their job is to do that, and we still need that. You understand? God is cleansing the church, cleansing by reprobating some and honoring others. And bringeth forth a weapon for his work. So, and he says, I have created the waster to destroy. The one that they're leaning upon, Satan, to empower them against us and his demons against us, is the one that's under the Lord's absolute control. And they've been turned over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. Verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Amen. We condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. We condemn it and we cast it down. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, which is of me, says the Lord. Amen. All the servants of the Lord, even down to the very youngest, have this authority, and they need to exercise it, and it's a good thing to exercise it now. Here's some verses that were sent to us from friends I'm going to share. Psalm 118 and 12. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Amen. Exodus 23 and 28. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before thee. Deuteronomy 7 and 20. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. You know, a little bitty bug that can make strong men flee in fear is a hornet, right? And the Lord has just that. He has the spirit of fear. He is going to loose on all the enemies of God and the enemies of people, the enemies of mankind, and the enemies of his saints. Joshua 24 and 12. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. Amen. It isn't those that are warring in the flesh that are going to be victorious, but those who war against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of this darkness, which are controlling these evil people who have chosen them. They have chosen these demons above the Lord and above the Lord's people. They have chosen sin and corruption and perversion above God. And so they're reaping this harvest already. Revelation 21 and 8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, they don't believe any verses, any verse that could possibly come against them. And the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Wow, that covers them pretty good there. 1 Corinthians 10 and 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you have fellowship with devils, or demons in these cases. The right word is demons. And this is an amazing text, because I've read through this so many times, and they're guilty of all of this. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. You know, a person who had any brains left would be in fear of God when they're doing exactly what they're blaming everybody else for. Matter of fact, I'll share that with you too. But Galatians 5, 19 through 21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, yep; fornication, yep; uncleanness, all of these; uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And wow, they got 100% here. This is amazing. It's astounding. Revelation 22:19. For without, what is he talking about without? Without the bride city are the dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Yeah. And one of the texts that fits them so well, Romans 1:21, and I'm going to read through 2 and 10. Because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart, this is them, this is the stupid demons we've talked about before, their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Yes. Who is it here that's calling them fools? It's the Lord. And the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And of course, they don't believe in the God, you know. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and of four-footed beasts, and of creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. For that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause God gave them up unto vile passions. For their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Yep, that's among them. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one for another. This is bigger among them. Men with men working unseemliness, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. The recompense of their error is this reprobation. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the ordinance of God that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. Yes, they gathered together. The tares are gathered together, just as God said they would when in the end. See, this is the biggest sign of the end that we've got, is that the tares are gathering together in bundles. For what purpose? To burn them. And continuing, 2:1, wherefore thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckonest thou this, O man, who judges them that practice such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. So much for the greasy grace doctrines out there. He will render to every man according to his works, because you see, when God judges works, he's judging faith. Because if a person has faith, they have God's works. But if a person has no faith, they corrupt very quickly into the devil's works. To them that by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious, there it is. He is identifying these people as factious and corrupt. And obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that worketh evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Another text, Joel 2:15. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. You know that text? It was when the Sennacherib army was coming against the bride. They had already conquered the apostates in the church, which was Israel. And they burned the land, just like they're doing it out there now. They're burning the land, right? And I believe, by the way, that this is going to continue for a while. I asked the Lord about this, you know, and he told me that his grace was going to be upon his people. And, he confirmed that, and, he continued to talk about the burning of the cities and so on and so forth. So when they came against Zion, of course, the Lord had had enough. He had used them to chasten his apostate people of Israel. But when they came against the bride, he smote them. And then a great revival came. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Don't give him permission, okay? Don't give in to slander, right? The 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6 says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. Watch and be sober. Watch and pray. In Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes. Romans 8:37. 1 John 5:4-5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. There's a reason people don't fall into sin. There's a reason people have victory over their enemies. There is a reason. And it is being born from above, born from God. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And, of course, how do we know what is obedience to Christ unless we study the Scriptures, you know? And this will keep you safe from the wicked out there, whether it's the wicked on the government left or the church left. He will keep you safe. If you obey his words, a factious person after first and second admonition refuse. They're laying traps for people out there now. You say, oh, contact me quick. I have something very important. You know, and it's just so they can slander. But they will fail. The only thing that they can get is what belongs to them, what God has given over to them. Make sure you're not one of those. So, by all this authority that we just read about here, given to us by Jesus, we send forth the warring angels to preserve and protect the human sacrifices and to scatter our enemy witches in the faction. We send forth the mighty angels to do this and to bring them down. And everybody said, that's right, amen. So be it. Put your faith together. If any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father. And all their plots and schemes against Trump, we cast them down in the name of Jesus. We forbid it. All their sacrifices to bring in the one world order. And, of course, they know that this one world order is going to make war against the saints. They know that. They're Satanists. They know. They know what the Scripture says. But they will fail, both in the church and in the government. And we send the hornets against all of the enemies to drive their influence from the land in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you've given us authority in Jesus' name to cast out demons. We cast out these demons. We refuse them. We forbid them. We take authority over all of their power, which is Satan. Okay. We bind the demons that are organizing this satanic march and the human and animal sacrifices. They're sacrificing children. They've done it from the beginning. They've done this for many, many years, sacrifice children for the power from Satan. And the leftists in the church The factious in the church are doing the same thing. They sacrifice the children, and they butcher them and decree that their plots are destroyed. Yes, we do. We thank you, Father, for revealing what's happened down there in those tunnels and how these evil people who want to push communism on the entire earth and total control over everyone. They can't stand any kind of freedom whatsoever. And the same thing in our factious in the church. They can't stand the freedom. They don't just get mad and go away. They stand out there and chew on your ankles. That's what they do. But you know, that's what's going to crush the head of the serpent. Amen. We decree that their plots are destroyed. We send forth the mighty angels to do so. We scatter the principalities and powers and rulers of this darkness. We overthrow thrones and dominions and rulers of this world, as God has been doing. Lord, we thank you that the world is going to see such a move of God in this country as he judges the wicked, and that the world also is going to continue to run. Well, first of all, recognize a miracle of God when they see one. When the people of God were delivered out of Egypt through the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was destroyed, the peoples of the promised land recognized a move of God. They recognized that their God is God. And I believe many are going to come to the kingdom. And we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves and all that we and the saints own. We bind up and forbid any retaliation against us, anyone we love, anything we own, or anything that concerns us. We bind it up and we rebuke it and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we bind up and we cancel every witchcraft prayer, every witchcraft curse sent against the holy people. Amen. We bind every demon that's behind this faction attack in Jesus' name. We send the warring angels to jail them. Amen. And we pray for the witches and warlocks and factious people that God would save the elect among them. Open their eyes and let them see. As their leader once said, the latest leader, they've got so many leaders, you know, but they all want to proclaim themselves to be the leader, but once said, if it would have been of God, it would have worked, but it failed. He was speaking to a previous factious leader when he was delivered from faction, and he was telling him that if it would have been of God, it would have worked. But since it didn't work, it wasn't of God. So in a clearer time of mind, he understood that. But now he don't understand it. We also forbid any malfunctions in vehicles, computers, websites, and equipment that serve the body of Christ. But we break every piece of electronics that is being used against us or the right-wing government. Thank you, Father, that in the government, these people will not be able to hide what they're doing at all. I know they use burner phones because nothing else seems to help them to communicate. So we break every piece of electronics that they use against us or the right-wing government. We bind any sickness, disease, injury, or disaster sent against us in Jesus' name, for we're delivered out of the power of darkness. They've got no power. They got plenty of darkness, no power. They're often seen in our dreams totally dressed in black. And Jesus became accursed for us so that we could have Abraham's blessings. So, therefore, we thank you, Lord, that you have borne the curse for us, that any time they curse us, they are cursed, as you said. And we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we declare that you, Father, and in you only will we trust. Amen. Thank you, Father. We know you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And you will cover us with your feathers. And under your wings will we trust. Your truth will be our shield and our buckler. We'll not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. We will not fear the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Amen. And we haven't feared it. Everywhere we've prayed against anybody that we knew had it, it's gone. We haven't feared it from the beginning. We've asked people to fear God and turn to His salvation, where He said, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Fear God, and because they're not through with these plagues. They don't have any compunction not to destroy millions of people. That's just the nature of the communist demon. Everywhere it's been, it kills people. And they may say they're socialists, but, you know, the socialist is nothing but a way to ease in communism. That's all it is. It is on the way to communism. It is the same demons. They're hiding their real nature until it's too late. This is how they overthrow countries, nations, so on and so forth. And the faction may talk to you ever so sweetly, but it's because they are desiring to destroy you. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. Amen. This prayer here was sent by a friend, and it's very good. Only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made you, Lord, our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. Amen. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you shall give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We will trample under feet, because we have set our love upon you. Your word says that you will deliver us and set us on high, because we have known your name. We will call upon you, and you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble, and you will deliver us and honor us. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Amen. Praise to the Lord. And all the saints say, that's right. Amen. You know, all these things that I've mentioned today, which are just a drop in the bucket, I pray that you will go forth and exercise your faith, spend time in prayer and fasting and whatever, and bring down this great rebellion against authority, whether it's the faction in the church or in the government. that you will bring it down, that there are angels standing by you ready to administer the words you speak. They're ministering spirits sent forth to do service for them that are heirs of salvation. They serve you in this regard, and they will go forth and take down the enemies. Be sure you send it. Well, I mean, we had them, had visions of them coming in our assembly, you know, standing next to each one of us, waiting for our commands to go forth and do warfare. So you do this. And we've watched them go forth out of our assemblies and in visions and so on and so forth, go forth as soon as we give the word. You do this. Send forth the angels of God to bring down these factions, this rebellion, this communism, all the same spirit. Radical Islam, same spirit. If they force you to do what they want you to do. There is no freedom whatsoever in any of it. There is a common spirit between radical Islam and communism and so forth. These leftists, they're all the same. They want to force you. They want to change the laws. They want to destroy the Constitution. They do not abide by the Constitution. And very much they haven't been forced to do this. But I think that's going to change. Because it's God that's judging them. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the total victory you have given over the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, that when we send forth the angels, they go forth and bring to pass your judgments. And we come against their principalities and powers in every regard, and we cast you down in Jesus' name. We cancel your commands from Satan. And Satan, your power is broken. Your kingdom is plundered. Jesus bound you as the strong man, and we are plundering your kingdom today. In the name of Jesus, we win. We know what the Word of God says, and those that don't gather or plunder are scattered. You either fight or you lose. And we fight with the weapons of our warfare, which is the armor that we have, and the weapons that we have, and the angels that are going forth. It's all a spiritual warfare. It's not a carnal warfare. You can't argue with these people. They don't have, you know, a foundation to argue with you because they don't have any word. They're just like any other lost people. You don't have any foundation until they agree with what the word says, and they don't do that. They can't do that. In fact, they can't ever confess their sins. They never do that. And the reason they don't do that is they know what the demons in them know what 1 John 1, 7-9 says. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So therefore, they can't even bring themselves to admit their guilt, even though we can prove their guilt very clearly. So, and we have witnesses of their guilt. Some that they don't know about that we're not going to talk about right now. Yes, we have witnesses. I had one of them tell me that they don't study the Bible anymore. They just came together to sing music and do stuff like that, but they don't study the Bible. Well, they can't. There's nothing in there that supports them. And when we talk to them about the Bible, when we have in the past talked to them about the Bible, they ignore you. They just totally ignore you. It just goes right over their head. So they're outside of God's law, and they're under God's judgment. And Father, we pray that you will get every one of your elect out from among them. Lord, we've had dreams about people coming back to the Lord. And, Lord, we trust you to do that. We trust you to save them and deliver them, and especially their young children, Lord, that, did not agree with their parents doing such things as this. We pray, Lord, that you will save those children. And, Lord, even we can see that as the children grow up, they become more and more corrupt and evil, just like the parents. These people have destroyed their families. They've destroyed their friends. And anybody that doesn't recognize that they're sick has got a problem, a major, major problem. So thank you, Father, for the victory that you have given unto us. We cast down every work of Satan and every work of the Satanists against your people and even against this country, Lord. We thank you that you've given grace to this country to see through this. And that I think it was a million people wanted to go to the Trump campaign, you know, the rally. I'm sure that there's no way that they can do that. But there was a million people, over a million people, that sought to go to this rally. And it's amazing, astounding. And as somebody said today, I won't go into that anyway. Anyway, the rallies on the other side are just like they were last time. Nobody shows up. Father, we thank you for the absolute total victory. We thank you, Lord, that I personally, Lord, hope that Biden lasts all the way up until the election. I can't imagine anybody better for Trump to debate than this man. I think this will show everybody what a liberal is, what a communist is, what a fornicator is. You know, these people, I think, Lord, that it would be great. It would be just great for Trump to debate some of these people, because they got the stupid demons just like the church has the stupid demons. Those factious people in the church have these stupid demons. They make people stupid. They just simply cannot debate someone that has common spiritual sense or even common conservative sense. They can't debate them. So, yeah, I'm rooting for Biden. I vote for him. I pray that he gets in there. You know, although it doesn't really matter, all of them couldn't stand up to, all of them together couldn't stand up to Trump in a debate, I don't believe. And that they can't put anybody forward that's any better than this is a real testimony. Yeah. Some people are trying to push others in there to take Biden's place because they just know he's not going to make it. But at any rate, we thank you, Father, that we have been given the victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt us. And we know, Lord, that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. We condemn every tongue that comes against us in judgment. We condemn them. We cast down their ability. We cast down the demons behind the scenes that are speaking through them and acting through them. We cast down the dragon, the great red dragon, who is Satan in a body of people of 7 heads and 10 horns, which is basically the whole earth. We cast down the dragon. You too will fail, Satan. Your body will fail against the body of Christ. We've been delivered out of the power of darkness. We're not under your authority anymore whatsoever. We thank you, Father, that you've given us dominion even over Satan, over all the power of the enemy, you said, Lord Jesus, and we believe you. All the power of the enemy. Saints, I pray that you will spend time in prayer and warfare. And that's our job. We are the only ones that can do this job. Most of the church knows nothing about spiritual warfare. If you remember, it was Esther, the bride, who went before the king and found favor to save the people because the people couldn't do anything. And that's basically where the church is today. They don't know anything about spiritual warfare. They don't believe necessarily in demons in many cases. They're just moralizers. They don't give faith in the gospel as the method of salvation. They just moralize people. And some of it's not even moral. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, to deliver your people out of bondage. We cast down the religious demons that have kept God's people in bondage for so long. We cast down your authority over them. We command you to loose them in the name of Jesus, and we know you shall. In the name of Jesus. Father, you've given us victory over our enemies, and we're going to take it every day. We're going to take time every day to do spiritual warfare and to stand on these promises that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to come against these witches, warlocks, factious people, and one and the same. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us the victory today. Thank you for sending forth your mighty angels, Lord, to defend your people. And thank you for defending their property and their things and so on and so forth. Lord, I know that sometimes you permit, like Ezekiel 34, and like Paul said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all, you know. We know that the Lord does this. And we thank you, Father, for the victory that we received over Satan in everything. We thank you, Lord, that because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we claim that resurrection life in us. And we look in the mirror and we see Jesus. We proclaim justification by faith, that we don't live anymore, that Christ lives in us. And that life of Christ now lives in us, and to do warfare through us, and to bring down the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Lord, we ask you for that great Josiah reformer ministry that brings down all of the wicked and the evil that's invaded Christianity. We claim that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Joel chapter 2 battle, which brings down the enemy forces that are coming against your bride. We thank you, Lord, for victory there. We send forth the mighty angels to bring it to pass. We put our trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I'm going to cut it a little bit short today because I have to go to another meeting. Yeah. So, please forgive me of this. I'm a little bit short today of the 2 hours, but I got something important to do. So, God bless you and keep you, and thank you so much. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on warring. Take your warfare seriously. Don't forget. Do it every day. And put your trust in the Lord that He is going to bring it to pass. Amen. We know it's going to happen in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. Good night.